Dublin Samaritans are marking a milestone today, 55 years of providing support services to people in crisis. Last year, volunteers answered almost 90,000 calls and emails. With that demand, the charity is appealing for new volunteers to join the 300 people who currently offer round-the-clock assistance for free. Mary McMahon is Volunteer Director of Dublin Samaritans and joins us now. Mary McMahon, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Tell us about the work that you do.
As you said, like we, our Dublin branch has approximately 300 volunteers, and we're a 24-hour service on the phones for people who are in distress or in despair and need to speak to somebody. So that service is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it's volunteer-led. So I think that's a really important thing for people. And we have now, obviously, in the last number of years, in 10 years, I think it is, we've got our free phone number, 116123, which I think is a great thing for people. If they're worried about the cost of calling, now that it's a free phone number, they can use that to ring volunteers and speak to somebody on the phone.
And what sort of problems make people contact you?
The main areas that we're seeing are mental health issues, people with loneliness and isolation, and then kind of relationship and family issues. They're the main areas that we've noticed that people would be calling us about.
And that could be quite daunting for somebody who hasn't done this before. How did you get involved?
I joined Samaritans. I think I'm 22 years volunteering with the Dublin branch at the moment. I joined years ago. A friend of mine, her brother, unfortunately died by suicide. And the one thing she said at the time was, if only he'd spoken to somebody. And that kind of stuck with me. And I think that's the important thing is, you know, the volunteers are there for people to talk to them, people who are feeling maybe distressed over anything in their life that's going on and they need somebody to talk to. So I think it's a really vital service that we have. And for us as volunteers, it's a huge privilege to be there for somebody if they call us and they need to speak to somebody and we're there for them at that time.
How can someone volunteer, Mary?
So we're actively recruiting all of our branches. I'm obviously in the Dublin branch, but all branches are looking for volunteers all the time. So you can log on to the website. You can pick the nearest branch to you, depending on where you live. And that will give you the information. And the volunteering then is obviously there's training within the branches. Each of the branches has their own training. Dublin are actually piloting a daytime training rather than normally we do evenings and weekends. So we're trying to see if we can get maybe retired people, people who do shift work and things like that. So if you just log on to the website, you'll be able to find the information for volunteering.
Do you need any experience at all?
No, none at all. I said I work in a totally different industry and I came to Samaritans years ago. So no, you don't. You're very well trained within Samaritans and it's a really great service. And it's volunteers training the volunteers. So it's experienced volunteers who give their knowledge to the new people coming in and training them. And you're mentored as well. You're not just left, you know, on your own. We always do our shifts or duties, as we call them, with other volunteers. Nobody's ever on their own volunteering.
Is it difficult work?
It can be, yeah, it can be difficult at times, but we've a great support system in place within our branches. Obviously, it's confidential service, so you can talk to other volunteers about things that may have been difficult on the phone. But we have huge support, and that's one of our big things, is supporting each other after difficult calls to make sure that we're okay. Because, you know, it can be challenging at times, it can be difficult, and you can hear some very sad stories from people and things. So we need to make sure we look out for everybody and for our volunteers. Whilst it's important we're there for the callers, we need to look after each other as well.
And can you remind us how people make contact with the Samaritans?
Yeah, the free phone number is 116123. As I said, we're a 24-hour service, so there's somebody available on the phones to answer at all times. So if anybody needs us, I would say pick up the phone and use that number and call us.
Mary McMahon, Volunteer Director of Dublin Samaritans, thank you for speaking with us this morning.